Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live are joined in studio now by the guys from Opus Vitae. How are you guys? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thanks for coming all the way down from ye old Silver Lake today to play live for us. Long drive.
Happy to be here, though.
Thank you.
Does anybody else live in Silver Lake other than bands? Every band that comes down from LA seems to live in Silver Lake. Is it like some kind of concentration camp full of bands?
It's only bands, yeah.
It must only be bands, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland?
And bands,
he's in
Kiefer
a band.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
He actually is in a band.
He is in a band,
so
yeah.
It's exclusively band.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your guys' music is obviously great. We've been playing a couple of your tunes for a while now. The name, the first thing we talked about today, because we've always been a little off in the pronunciation. So you chose a Latin name. Why'd you do that?
I couldn't find an English name for the band that was already taken.
And we went through a lot of them, too.
So what does it mean? What does Opus Vitae mean?
The loose translation is life's work, a body of work. So it was, I guess, kind of wishful thinking. That's what I wanted it to be. So
cool. So this is like your senior thesis band, if you will. It's like the one.
Yep, that's the idea.
Okay. Because you, Bonna, you've been in a lot of other projects before. You played with Cayucas, which is a band that you saw as a friend of the station's, and you ended up doing this. So, you know, I guess your journey led you to this group?
Yeah, I've been a songwriter for a long time, and I've had other projects. And I used to have a project called Caught in Motion, C-A-U-G-H-T, to catch something. And that I realized that name was kind of a problem because I had to explain that every time. So I chose another band name that was really hard to explain.
Yeah, that you have to explain every single time.
But yeah, the idea was, I wanted a project that I could, really build from, and that was a big part of choosing that name. You know, like I said, it was like kind of wishful thinking. We're like Caught in Motion. I felt like I was very. I was like working very hard and I wasn't really getting anywhere with it, which I felt was very like reflective of that name,
yeah,
of the band. So after, you know, playing with other bands, playing with Cayucas and a few other groups, I just wanted to make a fresh start and like kind of come up with a new sound that really reflected where I was at now. And so you have it.
Do you believe that if you like put it out there to the universe, it comes back to you kind of thing?
You hope so.
Which is why you name your band kind of the mentality that you want it to have, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's like the secret or something like that.
I think it is the secret. Really, I think I just quoted the secret.
Really, you may have done.
Yep.
It sounds like a mixture of two things comes to mind. A magnum opus, like the, you know, your life's great work, and curriculum vitae. Like it was something that went behind, that's the story of what you've done before. So it's kind of interesting.
Well, you guys have a couple shows coming up. Tell us about the one. You have one at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, which is close to us, and then at the Satellite in L.A., right?
Yeah, Wayfair is actually this next Monday. We're playing super early at 8, and I know that is a free show. We're playing it's a residency night for a band called Island Apollo.
Yeah, they've been through here too.
Yeah,
cool.
And then Satellite on next Wednesday, right?
And next Wednesday, and that is our EP release, and I'm putting that in quotations because I don't really know exactly what that means. But
you just know that's something that bands do, and therefore you have to do it.
I don't. I mean, we didn't press any vinyl yet, but we'll have some CDs there.
So. You have enough songs for an EP, and you have an EP, and therefore you have an EP release.
Yep, that's right? It seems that like goes. The thing to do.
Well, why don't we hear what you sound like, and we'll chat a little more. Opus Vitae is in studio on KX93.5. I've Been Wrong is a song that we've been playing a lot. Are you going to play that one first?
Let's do it right now.
Cool. I've Been Wrong. They're live and acoustic on Laguna's Only FM.
I've been wrong 'cause I knew I could.
So great.
Yeah, you guys.
So great.
Awesome.
Let's talk about the video for this song, which features a chicken leg.
Pretty much, KFC chicken leg.
Is that where you got it from, the KFC? I was wondering where you got it from, the chicken leg.
It was written by this total genius director. He just came up with it on the spot. We were having lunch and kind of spitballing different ideas. My original idea was like to do a kind of Mr. Bean thing.
Yeah.
Where the character is going throughout their day and they keep screwing everything up, and we realized we didn't have Mr. Bean, so that wouldn't work. And he just in one breath just like said the entire video, and he was like, I just came up with that right now. And I was like, holy crap, that's amazing, you should do exactly that. And he did.
It is a magic work. It's a wonderful work. A woman falls in love with a chicken. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so the chicken leg's having a rotten day because his girlfriend, who is human, has fallen out with him. At one point, there are two chicken legs smoking. like cigarettes in this video. It sounds ridiculous when I'm describing it.
The director described this to you and you were like, yep, that's the video.
No, it's brilliant.
It's basically like playing off of like, I think late 90s, like romantic movie cliches and like the breakup, except, you know, the twist.
Right, without giving it away, there's a Frog Prince thing going on here too. It's really great.
People
it's very
need to look
surprising.
Up the video clearly
yeah.
to Opus Vitae's I've Been Wrong.
Please do look at this video.
Are you going to continue that kind of surrealist, abstract video? Will that be your thing now, you think?
I have no idea. it's going to be hard to do something like that again. That I feel like that I've Been Wrong is a song that kind of style works for because it is a little bit playful in a way, and I wanted a video that kind of made fun of, you know, made light of the song. But the rest of the songs we have on the EP, I don't feel like that would really work for. They're all too heavy.
So, that's a good juxtaposition, though, and it's kind of, there's a tradition of that, of like heavy songs and a troubadourish sort of making jokes in between. I saw Elliot Smith play, and his songs were obviously like
super dark,
dark and suicidal. But he was a funny guy in between the songs.
Really?
Yeah. Just made me think of that, but there is a tradition of that. You should carry it on. Keep going.
I don't think I'm that funny, though. I'll leave it to
well,
the
that's
video.
The point.
All right, we've got Yan, Miles, and Banna in studio from Opus Vitae. Again, you can catch these guys at a couple shows coming up. They are playing the Wayfair in Costa Mesa right down the street on Monday. That's at 8 p.m. It's a free show. And then the Satellite in L.A. next Wednesday, the 23rd. And you guys want to play another tune for us?
Let's do it. This is Hold On. I'm ready. That's good. Thank you.
Killer. Nice job, you guys. Opus Vitae live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Seriously, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for driving down so very early in the morning. Silver Lake people have a hard time getting up in the morning, too.
No, I know. They've got to do their mustaches and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they have to put on their suspenders. They have a whole closet of fedoras to choose from.
Yeah, I know. But these guys have got the kind of down to earth.
It's tough work, you know.
So. Yeah, I know.
Hey, nice job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can catch them at the Wayfair on Monday or the Satellite in L.A. on Wednesday. The band is Opus Vitae. Facebook, Twitter, that sort of stuff. O-P-U-S-V-I-T-A-E, right?
You got it. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We're KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.